I remind you that Mabel Louise Stewart turning 100 years old tomorrow. Let's talk about it with our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com, author of several books, including Letters to the Beloved, the devotional commentary we share from most mornings, including this morning. Hey, Jason.
Good morning. 100 years old.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. How many people could say they've met a person who's 100?
I know it.
Yeah, and it's unusual.
It's going to be two for me because my boss from One Source Imaging, Chris Solberg, his grandmother, I think, may even be 101 now. And
wow.
I've met her. And now Mabel Louise, 100 tomorrow. And here's the deal. WIB listeners invited to call in between 11 and noon tomorrow. Mabel Louise, the plan was for her to be in studio. If she can't be, she'll be on by phone because we are getting walloped with a winter storm warning, 3 to 7 inches tonight after maybe an inch this afternoon.
Yowza. Okay.
But we've been having folks sending donations, $100 to WIB Incorporated in her honor. That's certainly appreciated.
Sure.
She'll be here to talk with you tomorrow between 11 and noon. For years, her program, for many years, it was on in the 9 o'clock hour in the evening. But again, for more recent years, 11:15 to 11:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah. And I think there's a book coming out. One of her granddaughters threw her a bunch of questions. She answered it. Gary Stewart at the recent concert showed me a picture of that, so it's
very cool.
The best advice I ever got from Mabel Louise on my birthday, you've heard me say this before, that it all comes down to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, he'll make your path straight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she has had a lot of wisdom that I've listened to over the years,
mm-hmm.
but as you said, I'm only half of 100.
That's right.
And so I've got a ways to go yet.
That's something. It's climbing. You know, it's climbing for sure.
Right. Absolutely.
And also, I see you sharing, for years, you've been making regular Tuesday trips to Rice Lake, more than a decade, and yesterday was your last one?
Yeah. So I've been with Marshfield for 16 and a half years, and over that time, every week, almost without fail, we've been going to Rice Lake to do an outreach clinic up there, and yesterday was the last one, so we'll be just centered in Eau Claire from now on. And so that was different. There was a little bit of melancholy around that, and it was, there's some things that I like to do in Rice Lake. There's the old bookshop on Main Street that sells used books that I would regularly frequent, and so a little melancholy.
Mm. It got me thinking, though, seeing that post, it got me thinking about seasons. You know, there's the beginnings and endings. Henry Cloud writes a book called Necessary Endings. And so, certainly in Wisconsin, we've got four seasons. I lived in Africa. They have more like dry and rainy season. But, I mean, seasons, right?
Right. Absolutely. You know, I was thinking about that, too, yesterday, and I don't know what brought it up, but I think we do well to recognize the seasons. Of life. And
right.
You mentioned the age things, and sometimes I feel like I just exist and kind of go through, my day and not really paying attention to what is going on in terms of the seasons of the year, the rhythms of the week, the rhythms of life. And I think it would be good to pay more attention to that.
Yeah, in fact, you've said before you were listening to WIB back when Matt Selvig and I did M&M's in the Morning, kind of 2002 to 2009, and that was about seven-year run, and he departed for a different job, and it was really after he left we were having lunch, and he talked about Halvo seasons, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's what it was, and so we have those seasons, and we love it when it's going on, but, it begins and it ends, right? So,
yeah, absolutely.
Now, there's other things we want to encourage people. I mean, like if you're married, that's supposed to go the distance, right? I mean, that's the idea. You don't want to say, well, that was a season of my life. I mean, it could happen that way. But the goal is some things you want to keep going winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Right. Well, and I think even marriage, there's seasons within marriage,
sure.
right? I mean, there's pre-children, there's children, there's retirement.
Yes.
There's, in each of those. I think asking that question, what is God up to in the midst of this? And how can I pay attention to God? How can I love well in this particular season? It's good for us to ask those questions.
It is. John 1:15 today.
Yeah, so John 1:15 says, John testified about him when he shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'Someone is coming after me who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me.'"
And from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, John 1:15, he writes, "When John saw my son at the Jordan River, he cried out, 'That is him. He is the one about whom I have been talking. Everything I've been saying and doing has always been about him. I'm a servant. He is the king.'"
Yeah, not a lot of commentary in this one, other than just that reminder of, we're looking to Jesus as king, as the one about whom this is all about. And again, I think in this Christmas season, that's important for us to remember as well.
That's right. All right. Well, we will talk to you tomorrow in the midst of the
hopefully.
Winter storm warning, huh? Yeah, right. Hopefully.
Good.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Jason Cairns.
All right.
Your chance to win in Wibwordle on Win It Wednesday.
Reoccurring little game that you do here. My first time attending. Maybe my second, actually. I think I was in here with you and Caleb doing it one time.
Yeah, so we call it Win It Wednesday, and sometimes we play high-low, or we play The Price is Close Enough. We've done Lost in Translation, where we've done song lyrics from both Samoan and Luxembourg. And so today, it's we had four Thanksgiving Tom Hanks movies in 8 seconds you had to do. But today, back to the standard Wibwordle. It's a five-letter word, and you can guess a letter at 723-2555. Two Mike on movie tickets on the line. Lots of great movies to go see this holiday season. And don't forget, they've added Mike on Oakwood as well, and somebody's already calling. So 723-2555, two Mike on movie tickets. You guess a letter. The thing is, you can only guess the word once. You can only guess the word once. So let's go. Let's give it a try.
Hello, do we have you on the line?
Hi.
Turn down the music just a bit.
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry. A five-time winner, Dawson. She's a five-time winner in
Wibwordle. We got a champion on our hands.
That's right. Go ahead, Sherry.
The letter C.
The letter C is not in today's word.
Good guess.
All right, 723-2555. Sherry can call back. 723-2555. Also, we're asking you on the... Well, we'll save that for later. All right, so Wibwordle, two Mike on movie tickets. There is no C. Give me another guess.
All right, listener. Go ahead. Give us another guess.
All right.
V.
What's your name?
Oliver from Eau Claire.
Oliver, there's no V.
No V. All right, another listener on the line. Let's keep her moving.
All right.
What do we got?
E.
P? As in
E
potato?
Is an Edward.
E is an Edward.
You know what? Getting to vowels.
That's good to guess a vowel, but there's no E.
All right. Listener number four.
Good morning.
How about an S?
An S?
Yeah, and it's good to, when you guess the letter, it's good to almost give us an example of, like, the word it's in. But if you said S, there's no S.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Oh, I'm second thought. Hold on. You're right. What was I thinking? There is an S. It's the fourth letter.
That's our first one on the board. Everyone listening, no, there is an S. Take that into account. Caller number five.
Is she still on the line?
Oh, rather.
Is she still?
Yeah. Hello. Are you still on the line?
I'm on the line.
Okay, right. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Elizabeth on the road.
All right, Elizabeth, go ahead. You got an S is the fourth letter. Give us another guess.
Okay, I didn't hear the third letter guess because I'm on Bluetooth, but I'm
going to
say a T is in Tom.
Oh, a T is a great guess because tell her, Dawson.
A T is in the word as well.
Yep.
Do we say where?
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and say, yeah.
It is the first letter of the word.
And it's also the last letter. So you got, there's two T's.
Oh.
It's the first and the last. So it's T blank blank ST.
Mm-hmm.
You okay. Do I guess again?
Yeah, guess another letter.
Okay. How about an A?
Yes, indeed. It's the third letter. Yes, so you have T blank AST. What's another letter? Oh, did we lose her?
No, she's here.
No, I'm here. I'm just really thinking cuz I can't write it down since I'm driving. How about an E?
No, good. The E has already been guessed. E is already off the board. So there's no E or C or V. There's T blank AST. Elizabeth on the line. For two Mike on movie tickets.
I'm going to say an R as in rabbit.
There is no R.
An R. There's no R, okay. But Elizabeth, you get a chance to guess the word. Do you want to guess the word? It's T blank A-S-T. Do you want to guess the word?
No, I'm gonna let somebody else give it a shot.
All right. Sometimes just your mind, you know, just can't think of it. I was playing the actual Wordle this morning, mm-hmm. and it took me until the fifth turn to get it. 7-2-3-2-5-5-5. Do we have anybody give it a shot here?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
How about the letter O?
Uh-oh. It sounds like Sherry.
There is an O.
And that means the word is what, Sherry?
It is toast.
It is.
Absolutely.
There you go. Have you had any toast this morning, Sherry?
I did not.
Sherry, congratulations. You are the six-time champion in Wordle. And congratulations. You won two Mycon movie tickets.
Thank you.
All right. There we go. We feel for Elizabeth. She had set it up for you really well there. Mm-hmm. And somehow the word toast just wasn't coming to mind. So,
yeah.
Congratulations. Doug likes to have some fun with us. Doug in Sand Creek. And so can we pull this off?
Song for you this morning. How about... I'll Have a Blue Christmas by Porky Pig. You know me, kind of goofy. Thank you. Bye.
All right, Doug, let's give it a try.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll feel so blue. You're just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. Baby, I'll miss you. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas up with your wife. But I'll have a blue Christmas.
All right, Natalie Grant turning 51 today. A new song from her and Corey Asbury. In fact, putting a spiritual stamp on You Will Be Found from the celebrated musical-turned-movie Dear Evan Hansen. Saw it at the theater. Very good. Enlisting the help of acclaimed singer-songwriter Corey Asbury, Grant's moving version of the hope-filled ballad is now available. Here's what she says. Natalie says, the first time I ever heard this song, I was so overcome with how it just made me think of the message of the gospel. The lyrics immediately made me think of the love of Jesus and how it has the ability to find every single one of us. It doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. There's never a moment that you are so far gone that the love of God can't find you. Isn't that great? The birthday girl, Natalie Grant, says, I feel like I have the opportunity not only to let the love of God find me, but to then let the love of God shine through me so I can carry that light and that love to so many people who need to know the message that no matter who you are, when you're broken and on the ground, you will be found, which is this song with Corey Asbury on WWIB. So let's give it a listen here this morning on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear? So let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. Cause where you don't feel strong enough to stand, but you can reach out your hand. And oh, someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to care. When you're broken on the ground, you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, and you will be found. There's a place where we don't have to feel unknown. And every time you call out, you're a little less alone. And oh, and if you only say the word, oh, from across the silence, your voice is heard. And oh, even when the dark comes crashing through,
when you need a friend to carry you,
and when you're broken on the ground,
and you will be found. So when the sun comes streaming in,
you'll reach up and you'll rise again. If you'll only look around,
you will be found.
All right, we have a heartwarming story from the Midwest.
That's right, a Boy Scout. A Minnesota Boy Scout giving back in a big way this holiday season. 12-year-old Jonathan Werner. I mean, he sold flavored popcorn and pretzels like it was nobody's business. Dawson, I remember working with you on that a couple of different years back in the Cub Scouts. Jonathan outdid us, though. He raised more than $56,000 selling bags of flavored popcorn and pretzels.
Incredible. He told KARE11 that his share was over $11,000, and he used that money to buy 600 presents for children living in foster care and domestic violence shelters.
How inspirational is that?
Absolutely. I wasn't doing anything selfless like that at that age.
Wow. That is fantastic. And he explained to KARE11 that it makes him happy to make others happy. Boy,
wow.
That just captures the spirit of the season.
Absolutely. Let's strive to be more like Jonathan.
And more than the spirit of the season, I remember multiple messages from Stuart Briscoe back in the day, hearing him at Christmas, one of my favorite preachers. He's like, you don't just want the spirit of Christmas, you want the Holy Spirit all year long. But it sounds like Jonathan, I don't know what his faith is, but kind of in step with that giving, right? Nothing's going to make you happier than giving to others and helping put smiles on their faces. Way to go, Jonathan.
Absolutely. Christmas in Killarney. One of our requests for non-traditional Christmas tunes here on the Whip Wake Up Show.
Yeah, I think people are taking this directions I wasn't anticipating, but
yeah.
Having some fun with it. A lot of reaction on the listener line at 396-1670. So who gave us this next Snoopy request?
Oh, if I don't have it right in front of me, it's just slipping my mind. It was another caller called in.
Okay.
He let me know this is what he was looking for on a Wednesday. It's Snoopy versus the Red Baron, Christmas Bells. My first time hearing this song, but I'm excited to share it with people.
Let's
I think it's
it.
Going to be fun. Let's
Here
give
we
it
go.
A listen.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red once more, the Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. It was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. He spied the Red Baron, fiercely they fought, with ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught.
A number of things have happened over the years on December 21st, and we'd like to share them with you.
And they don't necessarily have to do with the first day of winter.
No, which also takes place today, just before a perfect storm. What are the chances?
Well, why are we playing this music?
Well, because in 1937, a film you might be familiar with, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, premiered at Carthay Circle Theater in Los Angeles.
What a classic.
Yeah, absolutely. Kicking things off for the Walt Disney Corporation.
Also, of course, there's a reason that today is Crossword Puzzle Day, because in 1913, Arthur Wynn's Word Cross, the first crossword puzzle, was published in the New York World. Who knew? 109 years ago.
Yeah, more than 100, more than a century old, the Word Cross. In 1968, Apollo 8, the first manned mission to the moon, was launched from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
And this day in 1993, TV Guide reported that early Gilligan's Island press releases, this is world-changing, gave Gilligan's first name as Willie. The name never was used on the show.
Wow. Just called Gilligan. Just 10 years ago, in 2012, Gangnam Style became the first video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube.
That's a lot of looks.
Yeah.
This day, 6 years ago, Robert Hulsman died in Northfield, Illinois. He was credited as the inventor of the red Solo cup.
And finally, something more recent. In 2020, the U.S. started vaccinating for COVID-19 using the Moderna vaccine.
There you go. Hey, winter arrives today at 3:48 our time. But the winter storm warning begins at noon. More on that in the weather, bottom of the hour.
110 years ago, 1912, Christmas time was a little different than it is today.
Mm. Reminds me of another non-traditional Christmas song we have. I don't know if we'll have time for it, but Colin Ray has a song about World War One and about a Christmas Eve in which both sides kind of sat down their arms. So we'll have to look for that.
Pairs well with Snoopy versus the Red Baron from earlier in the hour.
Yes. Yeah, Christmas in 1912. For instance, an avid conservationist president, Teddy Roosevelt, banned Christmas trees in the White House.
Yeah, times were different. The average life expectancy for men, 47 years old.
It's more like, you know, in the 70s now and climbing, only 14% of the homes had a bathtub.
Only 8% of homes had a telephone.
Oh, yeah, there were only 8,000 cars and 144 miles of paved roads.
Wow. The maximum speed limit on those roads in most cities was 10 miles per hour.
That was considered fast. The average U.S. wage in 1910 was 22 cents an hour.
The average U.S. worker made between $200 and $400 a year.
A competent accountant could expect to earn $2,000 a year, a dentist $2,500, a vet between $1,500 and $4,000 a year, a mechanical engineer about $5,000.
More than 95% of all births took place at home.
Wow. Times they are a-changing. Most women only washed their hair once a month and used borax or egg yolks for shampoo.
Oh, boy. Canada passed a law that prohibited poor people from entering into their country for any reason.
Hmm. The five leading causes of death were in order: pneumonia and influenza, tuberculosis, diarrhea, heart disease, and stroke.
The American flag had 45 stars.
We added Alaska, Hawaii, and a few others. Mm. The population of Las Vegas, Nevada was only 30.
Wow. As referenced earlier in the hour, crossword puzzles were invented alongside canned beer and iced tea. Or rather, none of them had been invented yet and would go on to be invented in years down the line.
That's right, yeah. 2 out of every 10 adults couldn't read or write, and only 6% of all Americans had graduated from high school.
And there were about 230 reported murders in the entire USA by Christmas of 1912.
Wow. Yeah, we've got that in just one major city these days. So.
Yeah.
Sadly. All right. Well, things have speeded up, and yet a constant is our God, right? Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.